£6? That's the big question. Tony Clark is a former director and former general manager of Northampton Town Football Club, and Tony joins me now. What was your first reaction to all this when you heard the news yesterday, Tony?
Well, it's difficult not to share the relief that everybody shared, but I guess, you know, for me and for a lot of people, it's about now making sure that we carry on working over the next few days, get everything signed and sealed, and most importantly, I think, is, you know, to move on to the next step, to try and understand with Kelvin what he wants to do with the club, and make sure that all of the unity and all of the work and all of the involvement of people over the last few weeks just doesn't disappear, that we use that to work with Kelvin to not just rescue the club's reputation and also to put it on a better financial footing, but I think also to make sure that we don't get in a position again where you've got one person controlling everything, not holding proper board meetings, and leading us into situations that we should not have been into.
And, you know, assuming that we get everything signed off and dealt with during the course of this week, as now appears to be the case, the club's been saved, hasn't it, effectively?
The club's been saved, yes. That's I say, I hope, if everything's signed off. But it's still got a massive hole to dig itself out of. And, you know, I just want to deal, if I can, with this 10.25.
Yes, I was about to come on to that. Yes,
well,
indeed.
You know, I think it's important that people in the town, irrespective if they're Cobblers fans, understand that the NTFC, the football club, have not benefited one iota from that 10.25 million. We haven't got the promised stand. You know, that sits there as a skeleton, sits there as a reminder of everything that's gone wrong. The money isn't in NTFC's account, it's elsewhere. And so I think, you know, there has to be a grown-up discussion about saying, well, yes, there was 10.25 million loaned to this entity, Northampton Town Football Club. They haven't benefited. The police we know are investigating, and it's important that, you know, the council, who are obviously the injured party here, who need to get that money back, work with the club to say, well, okay, we need to get that stand finished. We need to make sure that you can develop that land and get your money back. But there is a way out of it, but only if everybody's sensible and doesn't expect that either all of the fallout from that rests on a football club, because that's where it's going to be very difficult for Kelvin Thomas or anybody else to rescue and recover the situation if that's hanging around his neck.
And indeed, as you say, there is a police investigation now underway, and for that reason, various parties, including the council, are being very cautious about what they say, if anything, about all of that. But just to underline the point, for people who aren't football club supporters, who've observed this with fascination and perhaps open-mouthed, being aghast at some of the things that have been coming out, £10.25 million into the football club, what you're saying, just to underline the point, Tony, is the football club hasn't benefited from one penny of that £10.25 million.
That's correct. I mean, obviously, there are new floodlights. Obviously, there's the shell of a stand. But that's not been paid for. And so, you know, those creditors will have to be paid. So, you know, there is no benefit at present. And what we've got to hope is that we can work sensibly with the council, as said, and also with the Homes and Communities Agency, who people forget are also a landholder there, and say, look, OK, if we all work together, if we can develop the land by the side of the club, if we can, as a result of that, raise some money, let's use that money to make sure that the council gets its £10.25 million back, but let's also use that money to put the club in a better position. There's nothing wrong with public funds being used to support a community club as long as the council gets its money back.
And you and I have talked about the potential at Sixfields for some time, haven't we? We talked about the way this club could move forward. Graham McKechnie and I were talking about it a little earlier, not wanting to get ahead of ourselves. We know all this has got to be signed off and everything this week, but the potential for Northampton, the town of Northampton, to have at least a League One football club, if not beyond that, is obviously there.
It is, and you know, one of the things Cobblers fans should pat themselves on the back for is the, you know, the tremendous way that they've shown their support, particularly, you know, the 3,000-4,000 that went away to Coventry, the thousands that continue to turn up on a Saturday. If Northampton Town were playing in front of 1,200 supporters, if they were a club that looks as if they were going nowhere, there wouldn't have been a buyer. Nobody would have wanted to come in. And I think what's happened here, and it's taken a disastrous situation to bring it about, but what's happened is a lot of people have seen the potential of Northampton Town Football Club. They've said, yep, OK, there's a club in massive trouble. There's issues there to be sorted out with the council. But this is a town of 220,000 odd. At the moment, you can see its fans and supporters getting around the club and hugging it and loving it. And therefore, if we take it to the next step, if we can get some success on the pitch, which is happening under Chris Wilder, if we can bring unification both in the supporter base and the town, then it can be something that's good for Northampton. But importantly, it could be a club that's playing at a higher level in front of far, far more people.
Tony, thank you very much indeed. Tony Clark, former director of Northampton Town Football Club, former general manager of the club. Your